very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports with me, Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. And we start with sports. With a historic victory, Hungary's national 11 qualified for the 2016 European Championship by defeating Norway in a playoff in Budapest. Winning both playoffs, the first in Norway this Thursday, with an aggregate score of 3-1, Hungary made its way to the European Soccer Championship for the first time since 1972. The Hungarian team, led by German coach Bernd Stark, stepped in the arena with a defensive strategy, despite already in the 14th minute, Tamás Priskin scored a wonderful goal, making Hungary take the lead. Our team kept the advantage throughout the game. In the 83rd minute, it also managed to score again after a corner shot, though just a few minutes later, the Norwegian team also scored, but could not take away the victory. The world commemorated to the victims of the Paris terror attacks. In Budapest, the national flag of Hungary was raised, then lowered to half-mast, with military honors in front of the parliament on Sunday. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán also attended the ceremony. Hungary holds a day of mourning on Sunday.
Mr. Prime Minister, as Commander of the Guards, I ask for permission on the occasion of the day of mourning to raise, then lower to half-mast, the national flag of Hungary. The national flag of Hungary was raised, then lower to half-mast, with military honors in front of the parliament on Sunday to commemorate the victims of the Paris terror attacks. Viktor Orbán, Hungarian Prime Minister, took part at the ceremony in the Kossuth Square. He ordained a day of mourning under a government decree passed on Saturday. After the ceremony, Viktor Orbán, along with the Justice Minister László Trócsányi, the political cabinet chief Antal Rogán and French ambassador to Hungary Eric Fournier, laid flowers and lit candles in front of the French Institute in Budapest. Commemorations were held throughout Hungary. In Székesfehérvár, people, after a silent bow, lit candles and prayed together for the victims of the French terror attacks and terrorism in general. In Nagy Kanizsa, beside the Hungarian flag, the French national banner was also placed on the city hall. Many people brought here candles as well. On Saturday, the leaders of the European Union released a joint statement in connection with the attacks in Paris. It said, "Good is stronger than evil. We will do what is necessary to defeat extremism, terrorism and hatred." The leaders invited all Europeans to join in a minute of silence in memory of the victims at noon on Monday, November 16th.
Hungary does not face any direct terror threat, said János Hajdú, the head of the counter-terrorism center TAC on public news channel M1 on Sunday. He said that TAC has not received any information that would lead to believe that the Hungarian people are under direct threat of possible terror attacks. János Hajdú recalled that together with other European intelligence agencies, they had warned months ago that there was a direct link between migration and terrorism, which he said only the Hungarian government took seriously. The evidence is the construction of the border fence, he said.
I can confirm that there is no direct terror threat in Hungary. So there is no such information that would suggest that Hungarians are under direct threat. But the country itself is under the same indirect threat as the rest of Europe.
The public media broadcasted several program series on the Day of the Hungarian Diaspora Day. The regular guest as well as co-host of the show was Csaba Böjte, a Franciscan priest who said that the aim was to show the values of Hungarian diaspora communities to Hungarians living in the motherland.
Én a apukával beszélek szerbül, anyukával meg magyarul.
This Vojvodina Hungarian boy is from a mixed marriage family. He speaks Serbian to his father and Hungarian to his mother. Kids there very seldomly have the chance to use their mother tongue. Out of 12 kids, only 4 spoke Hungarian. They improved their Hungarian. The rest started learning it quite fast, said this kindergarten teacher. Kids and parents learned old Hungarian folk songs in the Teleki Hungarian house in Nagybánya, Romania. The institute represents national cohesion for many local Hungarian families. These are just small episodes of ethnic Hungarian communities. For them, the Day of the Hungarian Diaspora gave the opportunity to strengthen their Hungarian identity. They could introduce themselves in Budapest, in the House of Hungary, the meeting point of all Hungarians in the world. On the Day of the Hungarian Diaspora, Hungarians from Transylvania, southern Slovakia, Vojvodina, Transcarpathia and Croatia brought along their cultures and flavors. Arpad Janos Potapi, State Secretary for National Policy, said the government supports those living in the diaspora with every means it has. When leaving their homes, their families, they arrive in a different society where they live their everyday lives, and we have to support them to do it as easy as possible, for example, by bringing focus on them, said the State Secretary. The Hungarian public media also joined the initiative with a thematic day. On Duna World Channel, Mária Borbás and Franciscan monk Csaba Böjte welcomed the viewers. They reminded that almost half of the Hungarians outside the borders live in diasporas. The thematic day was looking for the answers for how to stop the number of Hungarians to further decrease. 2 weeks ago, the Hungarian parliament made November 15th to be the Day of the Hungarian Diaspora. The day when Gábor Bethlen, Transylvanian lord, was born.
For the Hungarian diaspora, the culture, and for the larger Hungarian communities, the territorial autonomy is of key importance to survive, said Károly Páncél, chairman of the Parliament's National Cohesion Committee in Temesvár, Romania, at a conference organized on the Day of the Hungarian Diaspora. At the event, the Democratic Alliance of Hungarians in Romania, at MDS, accepted a new action plan. When formulating it, the party focused on the needs and requests of the diaspora, for instance, improving education in Hungarian and supporting ethnic Hungarians to stay in their homelands. And Hungary became very famous with its traditional feast day, St. Martin's Day in Switzerland. In one of Zurich's hotels, a five-day-long Hungarian gourmet week was organized. According to the Hungarian ambassador to Bern, Swiss spend a lot of money. Therefore, the aim is to attract more and more Swiss people to travel to Hungary.
Breaded goose marrow, goose liver brulee and goose goulash. Only a few dishes from the special Hungarian menu, which was served in one of Switzerland's most prestigious hotels this week. According to the Hungarian ambassador to Bern, with St. Martin's Day special foods, the aim is to attract more Swiss tourists to Hungary in the future, who are not only interested in health tourism and arts programs, but also in gastronomy. This is a brand new trend among Hungarian chefs, a totally new opening towards Swiss people. We want them to travel to Hungary and enjoy Hungarian cuisine and wines. So as you can see, Hungarian culinary experiences became very popular, said the ambassador. The director of the luxurious hotel in Zurich, where the Hungarian Gourmet Week was organized, said he's well aware of the Hungarian cuisine, so he welcomes the idea of introducing the new wave Hungarian cuisine as well. St. Martin's Day specialties were prepared by the chefs of the Hungarian Academy of Bocuse d'Or, and it's important to mention that the next European finals of the Bocuse d'Or will be hosted in Budapest.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can always follow the show online. Now please stay tuned for the Russian news after the national anthem. Hungary Reports will begin on Monday at the same time. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.